Peter Wakefield is the vice chairman of the campaign group Rail Future East Anglia. And Pete joins us now. Hi there. Thank you for coming on.
Good morning.
Morning. You've been following this very closely too. How pleased are you that this could really be happening?
Well, absolutely. Delighted, yes. I mean, I know Wisbech well. I live in Cambridge, and I know the stresses which are going on in Cambridge and, you know, over development here, and linking Wisbech and Cambridge by this rail route will be absolutely wonderful for both the economies of Cambridge and Wisbech, of course, in very different ways.
Just looking at some of the messages coming through, Sherry says it would be fantastic. I live in Wisbech and I'd be so grateful for this. John Walker says the town needs it for a direct link. It would also boost house prices. And someone called John says it should never have been closed in the first place. 4,000 people signed a petition to the County Council back in 2013.
Yeah.
Do you think that made much of a difference?
Well, over 5,000 did, in effect. Lots of people who live in Wisbech didn't realise they weren't in Cambridgeshire, because a lot of the town is in Norfolk. So they weren't counted. Yes, it certainly did. The petition was presented to the County Council a few years back. It was accepted, and all parties saw the sense of it. And since then, of course, as you said earlier, the business case has been developed. It is difficult to do because of Ely North Junction, which you alluded to earlier. But it certainly did make everybody realise that to enable the sustainable development of Cambridgeshire, in particular with Cambridge and Wisbech and so on, this railway has got to be restored. 52 years is a long time, and the town has now grown to something like 35,000 people, and it's just ridiculous that this number of people can't access easily a railway station.
And we're getting so many messages. I guess most of them are saying similar things. We want it, and here's why. Where will the new station be, do you think, precisely in the town?
Well, there are two options. One, which we don't want, which is up nearby the A47 bypass, which would be about 2 miles from the town centre. But ridiculous people coming into town having to walk along the A47, the old 8-foot Cromwell Road. So it should be in the town centre. There is a site which is not far from the original station back in 1847, off Oldfield Road area, and if footpaths were developed from the station, it would be within 5 to 10 minutes walk of the town centre, depending on how fast you walked, of course.
Okay, I'm just trying to close my eyes and picture the centre of Wisbech with a view to, it might be.
Yeah, if you know the big factory, a pet food factory, on the side of the river, it would be very close to that. It would be just at the south end of that, we would suggest, between Wiesenham Lane and what used to be, it still is, Somers Road.
Yeah, and that's close enough then to the centre, isn't it, for people to better
close.
Access it easily.
And
what about
Pete? Able to access the new town, which has been developed over the other side of the river with cycleways and footpaths and so on.
Oh, you can just picture the regeneration, can't you? What about a time scale, Pete?
Well, Ely North is the problem, getting a through service to Cambridge. They don't have, apart from having to repurchase a part of the land they let go in the area I've just been describing, all the railway is still under the original Act of Parliament. It's still there. And so it could be rebuilt if they got going. They've got to do the final business case, of which they've just allocated some more money, the engineering case, I should say. And I think that's in Network Rail's parlance, Grip 4. And so that means then once that's approved, they can get on with it. And once it could be done within 2 years. And it was nice to see in the report that from the Combined Authority that before they can, if they can't get through to Cambridge from day one, because of Ely, the congestion at Ely. They won't wait until all that's sorted up, because that's an enormous project in its own right. They're willing to run a shuttle service to March to connect with existing passenger trains. That would be a start. But in the end, the business case is based on through trains to Cambridge, which would give, you know, a journey time of around about 35 to 40 minutes between Whitbread and Cambridge, which would be a real game changer. You know, with climate change coming up over the, coming up over the horizon, you know, as you said earlier, railways are a good way of decarbonising our economy.
Thank you, Pete. We're going to have to leave it there. It's really interesting to talk to you. Peter Wakefield, Vice Chairman of the Campaign Group Rail Future East Anglia.